A notebook distributed earlier this year to various media outlets outlined charges Leon County Superintendent Jackie Pons awarded school construction projects to his political donors. But an examination of the documents by attorney Hank Cox, hired by the school board, has found no direct evidence of that.
Are there allegations? Have there been conjecture? Yes. Is there any direct evidence that we've identified that supports a quid pro quo, that this firm gets that business in exchange for this contribution or this favor? No.
Cox did find problems with the way the district justifies its decision-making, notably a lack of documentation to back up its choices. And those missing documents have left the district vulnerable to allegations of wrongdoing. The missing documents are part of a federal grand jury's probe into how the district awards contracts worth less than $2 million. That's the threshold needed before a project has to go through a competitive bidding process. Cox's report is now the sixth one that has reached that conclusion, and District Superintendent Jackie Pons says it qualifies what he's been saying all along, that the attacks are political.
And I think as time is going by every day, it's becoming clearer and clearer what's been going on. Clearer and clearer what's been going on, who's involved, and what this is all about.
District officials are angry, and the fate of the four people trying to claim whistleblower protections has not been resolved. During Monday's meeting, outgoing school board chairman Forrest Van Camp quoted directly from the district's policies, foretelling the employment fight yet to come.
Employees are subject to disciplinary action up to and including termination for purposely, knowingly, or recklessly making a false report under this policy.
Former Leon High School principal Rocky Hanna was the first to come forward for his involvement in distributing what's now being called the book, the documents that outline the allegations against Pons. Lively technical principal Woody Hildebrandt is also claiming whistleblower protection. Two additional district employees have also filed paperwork claiming whistleblower status. Whether they actually have it will be up to employment lawyers to determine. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.